Changes in the environment in our lives are constantly occurring, sometimes very quickly, and in other cases, quite slow. In the environment, quick changes can exceed the adaptive capacity of the ecosystem, and life in specific habitats can disappear or be significantly damaged. Mankind living in the fast lane also finds itself in a rapidly changing environment. How does the banking industry handle change in the lending world? And what about water-associated risk? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. I was told a long time ago that the job of a banker or lender is to manage risk. During the early to mid-80s, pollution liabilities affecting real estate was becoming a risk that had been seldom considered by lenders. But a tipping point was reached around 1987, and evaluation of this risk became paramount, a standard to completing all commercial transactions. Water may become a similar up-and-coming risk that will require greater evaluation and disclosure. Steve Turkowitz is the president and CEO of the Montana Bankers Association in Helena, Montana. He explained the importance of understanding the customer and the values and goals of the community. Bankers use many tools to acquire their opinion of a lending transaction.
I think that understanding your customer, understanding the purpose of the loan, understanding the mechanism to repay, understanding the environment in which the business is operating or the home is being built. It's just getting to know your customer, knowing what they're trying to do, and if it meets the needs and the values of the community and helps the economy and it's within the purview of the operation of the bank and their culture, it's a good loan. Banks use a variety of tools, of course, the individual's income taxes, their business plan, the collateral they may have, an understanding of the marketplace, understanding of the economy in that area and where the activity is being taken place. The appraisal is a very important tool to that activity. And in today's environment, we have a lot more activity than we have appraisers. The rules and how appraisals are done and the independence of the appraisals make that fairer in many people's minds and respect. But at the same time, we see that it can slow down the process. We've had an instance in which an appraiser had to come from out of state because there was no local appraisers. And then we found out in the secondary market, that's the place where the loan is going to be ultimately lodged and bought, they had rules and restrictions that made it difficult for that transaction to be completed. Their rule was, well, we have to have a transaction that's comparable to that in within 30 miles. Well, in this particular case, the closest transaction was 120 miles.
Because risk management goals vary in time as conditions change, adjustments are needed to meet new risks and circumstances recognized by the industry. Initially, modifications can be awkward, but persistence in management of new risk brings an improved safety net that benefits both banker and customer. The importance of water in a transaction is one of the new risks that is emerging in the banking industry. Steve went on to explain that it's important to be informed of possible obstacles that can impact the lender.
Know what you're getting into. There's the romance of the wilderness and being out on the farm and understanding drought, understanding grasshoppers, understanding fires, understanding water. I think having a full eyes wide open approach. From a banker's perspective, it's just the value for the community. I think we see bankers have customers or borrowers who are wanting to develop the land and want to put houses on or build the communities and want to make sure there's adequate water. They also have customers and loan portfolios for people who would be concerned with that development. So the banker is sort of in the middle and probably trying to help both sides.
As physical and economic change occurs, success is found by adapting to new conditions. Life becomes good or better than before. I'm reminded of the frog in a kettle of slowly boiling water. The frog doesn't realize the increasing temperature until it's too late. It's so important to start early in this process, especially when water is the new risk. For lending, it begins with seeking to understand the customer and recognizing current goals and values of the community. Changes enter the water picture when droughts or areas of overuse of the resource, water right limitations, or water quality problems begin occurring more often and in new regions. With an accelerated adaptable capacity, risk managers within the lending institutions will be ready and effective in handling water-related risks of the 21st century. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.